Good morning. It is 8:15. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gomb, Nick Isher. Tyler may have just made a big, big mistake. We got talking about nicknames. And Tyler admitted to nicknames. Some were fine.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of people growing up called me Dragon. And so if you want to just refer to me as Dragon, that's fine.
Well, that wasn't the one I was thinking of, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I will get into it now because we got other business to tend to here. It's 8:16. It's Galesburg's Morning News. All right. There's an event coming up this evening. A really cool thing. And they've done things like this before. Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. One of their board members, one of our staff members here, Brett Wright, joins us this morning. Brett, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for inviting me down the hall.
I forgot, Tyler.
Hey, dope!
Thank you.
What?
That's how we got on the topic of nicknames. which... I'm pretty sure you're the only one I've heard call him that. I'm sure you've heard it before in your life.
Actually, I have heard BW. My nickname in high school was Hawk. I don't know if that was in terms of endearment or it was because my nose, you know, whatever.
Who knows? Yeah. You like to think of it as a term of endearment, though, right?
Yeah, exactly, right.
Like, I'm a predator.
Two wrongs don't make a Brett right.
There you go. All right. Let's get to this event, Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. First off, talk about the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen for somebody that might know about it, kind of the mission behind the organization.
Okay.
The
Knox Prairie Community Kitchen was started in 2011. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to serve nutritious meals with dignity to community members. I mean, really, we've been since 2018. The program was moved to First Baptist Church, and just a great thing. I mean, a lot of community support. We've got a lot of donors, a lot of other organizations like Galesburg Community Foundation that really support our mission. It's been a strange year. We're still doing curbside. I mean, part of their mission was fellowship. I mean, we were bringing folks from all walks of the community in for a dine-in meal the second Thursday and the fourth Thursday of every month. That obviously changed last year, but we've had some great success with our curbside, which we started back up in June of last year.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting, and you mentioned this, and I've talked about this with many people representing not-for-profits here in the community. For a community with, you know, whatever it is, like 73% of the kids in District 205 on the reduced lunch program and a lot of issues we have, we still, this community overall is very giving and are really willing to help organizations like the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and one of the interesting things is, I think this is probably a trend nationwide, but we've actually seen our contributions and donations increase last year during the pandemic. So, I mean, again, we've got a tremendous group of volunteers, board members, and community support, and it's just a good thing for the community.
Well, and kind of the cool thing about what you do with the meals, you don't say, well, you got to be low income or this or that. That's not what it is. It's just, like you said, whether it's fellowship when you are getting to dine in and hopefully again someday or with this, hey, just come and get a meal. Say hi to somebody. We don't care who you are, what you do.
Yeah,
we just want to serve the community.
That's a great part of it. And it's interesting now with curbside, folks pull up, you know, and we've had people who perhaps this is their first meal. They'll say, you know, I'm not sure if I should be taking this from someone who needs it worse than I. I mean, it's a great way to think about it. But again, the meal is open to everybody. That's really the unique part of it and really a part in unifying the community. We've got great conversations there. I mean, once in a while, you know, you get business owners, you get folks who are, you know, temporarily challenged at the time. I mean, it's just a great mix of folks, and it's a great thing we're doing.
Coming up this evening, 5 to 6 p.m., again, First Baptist Church, right behind us here on Tompkins Street. Let's talk about the meal itself and what's going to go on.
Okay, well, tonight, again, it's a curbside, you know, picnic to go. We're all looking forward to the official kickoff of summer, right? Tonight we've got, beef burgers, baked beans, many ears of corn on the cob, vanilla ice cream, and sugar cookies. And we also always offer a vegetarian option, which I know, Tom, you would.
Oh, absolutely. I'm all over that. Yum.
Yeah. Actually, the vegetarian option tonight is quiche. And I will tell you this, our folks who prepare the meals, God bless them. I mean, very good quality, good taste in food. It's like having a, you know, home cooked meal from grandma's. You know, they just do a great job. They're there. They show up. they handle all that part, which I'm very happy for.
Well, that's, you know, we were talking about the monetary donations and things like that, but on top of it, volunteers, my goodness, that is a lot of work. How many meals will you put out at one of these?
You know, generally it varies. I think you know, for some of our special meals like Thanksgiving or Christmas, I mean, we'll serve, you know, over 100. I think our record is like 100, might have been over 173 or something last time. But generally, our meals in the summer, we're probably serving around, you know, 65 to 85 meals at least. You know, again, it varies. I mean, we kind of try to track it based on the menu, the weather, and I'm anticipating a good crowd tonight for this menu offering.
So. Absolutely. Brett Wright joining us at the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. Their picnic to go this evening gets underway at 5 o'clock and till 6 or till however long the meals last, and you line up on the Tompkins Street side of First Baptist Church, not the Cherry Street side, Tompkins Street side behind us here, and there's additional parking, of course, Corpus Christi parking lot back there, and yeah, it sounds like this is going to be a great meal, and it's just so good for the community. Also, it looks like you'll have also some non-perishable items available for those in need them, or what?
Yeah, generally at every meal, besides the actual entree we're offering, we've got non-perishables. We work with Fish Food Pantry. So normally, you know, we're distributing some canned goods, baked goods, breads, rolls. I mean, a lot of times, too, we've worked with Riverbend Food Bank, and we have handed out, you know, produce in some instances. So, yeah, you come to the meal, you're not only going to get, you know, the actual entree served that night, but you're going to get some food that you can take back and eat at your leisure.
Maybe even some kerfuffles.
Ooh.
You never know. With dip, yes, absolutely. But, okay, so one of the things you need to know, because there is a limited number of meals, and you don't have staff to be going out and delivering to people, so you got to be present to pick up your meal.
Absolutely. That's very important. And, you know, we stress that, I know, in all of our promotional postings on Facebook, we tell that we still inevitably have some folks show up, you know, and say, hey, you know, I need a meal for myself and, you know, five of them to go. We wish we could accommodate that. We just can't. I mean, we don't feel like it's fair to the folks who are in line waiting. Besides pulling up and getting a meal served right to you at your auto, we have walk-up. I mean, we want to make sure that all the people who made the effort to come out are going to get a meal. In the end, if by chance we have leftover food, there are some instances where we're able to give folks additional meals. But we ask for your patience and understanding, you know, in that policy, because we inevitably, every meal, have some folks who are disappointed. But that's just how we run it. We feel like it's the best option.
Brett Wright representing the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen, their curbside carryout picnic to go tonight. Gets underway at 5 o'clock until the meals are gone. And burgers, a vegetarian option, is available for those crazy people. Baked beans, no, I'm kidding. Corn on the cob and vanilla ice cream, homemade sugar cookies. It's free. There's no questions asked. Doesn't matter. Go get yourself a meal. Doesn't matter where you're at in life, what your situation is. It's there for anybody and everybody who wants it. Talk about the volunteer side of things, because I know you probably, yeah. It's a lot of work that goes into it. So if somebody is interested and would like to help out, whether it's even if it's monetarily, but especially physically volunteering.
One of the things, when we made the switch to curbside last June, we did notice that our need for volunteers actually decreased, just because, again, it was the meal from the time we start to the time we're finished, it's a shorter time span. So we have a consistent core of volunteers that we're currently using. Full Gospel Church here in Galesburg has been invaluable in that effort. They've got volunteers who show up consistently, but we will get back to a time again with things opening back up here. Our goal is to get back inside, dine inside. We will be needing more volunteers. At that point, you can go online to Knox Prairie Kitchen, knoxprairiekitchen.org. There's a section there if you want to sign up to be a volunteer, or you can also you know, talk to one of our board members. There are seven of us, you know. But we will get back to time when we need more volunteers, and we appreciate we've had such a good core of volunteers through the years, different organizations, different church groups, students from Carl Sandburg, Knox College, Galesburg High School. We've been very fortunate, but we will get back to that time. Right now, we don't need a lot of volunteers until we make that move back to dine-in.
All right. So, again, the curbside carryout picnic to go this evening, starting at 5 o'clock. So, and the regular meals, they go twice a month. What are the days?
Yeah, the second and the fourth Thursday of every month is when we're doing our meals. And then at the end of the year with the bigger meals, the Thanksgiving, Christmas, we do just do one large meal during those months. Last year, again, with the COVID situation, with some of the weather, we did take a couple months off just because we were concerned about the health and safety of our volunteers as well as our guests. So right now the plan is to continue on that schedule.
Any timeline on getting back to doing the in-person meals and the fellowship? I know that's a hard one.
It is. We recently had our second quarter board meeting. What we're hearing is, things are going to, officially open back up, June 11th. Is that what you're hearing? I mean, we have not made the decision yet, but we anticipate here, hopefully later on in the summer, getting back to that point. It's part of our mission. We've had a lot of folks who actually, enjoy the curbside. They just show up, especially if you're an introvert. You show up, you grab the meal, you leave. But again, our part is to do something a little bit more and bring the community together for fellowship, and that's part of our mission. We will get back there when the time is appropriate.
Tyler was looking forward to getting back to eating in just so he can yell, B-Dub, clean up on table five. I'm just saying. He just wanted to be able to say that.
Yeah.
Come on, Hart. Knox Prairie Community Kitchen, the picnic to go again this evening, 5 o'clock. First Baptist Church, the line begins on the Tompkins Street side of First Baptist Church, not the Cherry Street side, and kind of going back, I guess, to the east, right? That'll be the easiest way won't be a mess as far as traffic and everything.
Absolutely. I mean, again, we've kind of got that whole traffic flow down to a science. We are routing cars, some cars are waiting in Corpus Christi and then pulling on the Tompkins Street. So we've got that under control.
Good deal. All right. Well, again, it happens this evening, and again, the second and fourth Thursday of each month, the meals that the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen provides. And here's another one. Night going to be a good one. This is your picnic, your burger, and everything. Great, Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, kicking off summer. Here we go.
There you go. Yeah, you're gonna enjoy the meal.
Absolutely. Brett, thank you so much for what you do for the community, and thanks for taking some time with us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Always cool to hang out with you.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far.
I'll pay you later.
Cool, okay. Yeah. All right.
Take care.
Brett, thank you. Appreciate it. It is.